You're connected to CMN Network.
KZKJO, good morning.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Morning, Tom. I think the 2.6 is down.
Which one's down? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Are we missing a link somewhere, is what you're saying?
N8WRO, good morning, Tom.
N8WRO, good morning, KCKGO. So what is it, the Warren link that's down, I think? What Sean said, 2.6?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been looking at it since he said that, so he must have got in on Hoyt. So the Warren is down, and currently we're disconnected from MI1, so that means no Mount Clemens. So it's just Richmond, Romeo, and Almont, and then Phil's machine.
I connected it to MI1.
That you did. I see it pop in there. All right. What's going on with Warren, if you know, Sean?
No clue, but I'm getting a network unreachable, so I'm guessing power. I know there are some guys fuddling around in there very near where the power cord is, so I had to guess.
They had to unplug it for their boombox.
I was going to swing by there this morning on the way in, but I didn't have my key to the shelter. It's like, oh, man. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to get to it.
Well, no worries. I'll just monitor throughout the day. If you need me for anything, I'm going to be local today. So it should be an issue to try to hit one of the repeaters. If it gets handled today. So we're running standalone right now from Central Michigan.
Well, everything is, MI1 is consistent. Sorry, Sean, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're the only thing that's down is 2.6. Everything else is up, and I connected to MI1 because between Mount Clemens and Detroit, we can work the system on those two.
Yeah, I forgot about Detroit. Detroit will fill the gap because the other option would be connecting Mecca. But, yeah, you got it, Sean. Thank you. Not thinking. Too early in the morning. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I got caffeinated coffee today with Tourmint and I think B12 or B6 in it. So we'll see how my alertness responds to it. KCKJO.
It's your Delta.
Go ahead, Wally, and then throw it over who's next. KCKJO.
I'm leaving the house now, just curious where you were, and did I fix my...
All I got was, did I fix mine? I'm going to say yes, you sound clear, and I'm at County Line at 26.
All right, I'm pulling out of the house now, in the truck mobile, and I don't know who else is there, I apologize, I just thought it was Miss Sean. WB.
Morning, Wally. Sean and Tim here, just discussing Warren is down, but Sean's got it connected to MI1, so we have TJ's machine and, of course, the ump. Over to Sean, if he's still there.
No, yeah, no, I just got work things going on here this morning, but I did find a key just now, so I can break away and get a look at it. I'm guessing we just lost power somehow. I'll get by there and scope it out as soon as I can, but whatever. All right, I got to jump out, get to some work. W8 a few.
Hey, Sean, I got a real quick question for you. Those power things where you can turn it off remotely and reboot everything, should I get one of those in my project?
They're very handy. When all else fails, you can do a hard reboot. They're not cheap, but I find they're very, very useful. I wish I had one right now. Of course, I can't reach the network, so I think I've got, that's the problem. Those things got to always be on and always have network connectivity to be reachable.
Okay. Mr. Tom, that's up to you to find me one of those. Very good. You have a good day if you're stepping out. Thank you. We'll talk about one. I'll give you a call on the bad phone later. Mr. Tom, go ahead. County line and almost to the light, Washington Street.
All right, I just passed your runway, so I'm not too far behind you.
All right. On a brighter note, we went last night to the Rennie's, my granddaughter's 5-year-old birthday party, and she wanted it at Red Lobster. So we went to Red Lobster in Rochester, and they had a seafood boil. I was amazed how well it was, how good it was. Her and I split it, and if ever you guys want to do something, try that if you guys are into fish. Oh, my gosh, it was good. It wasn't too bad priced, and it was a tad spicy, but we ordered it a tad spicy. And kind of had like a New Orleans feel to it. Go ahead, Tim.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that sounds delicious. Even before breakfast, Wally, that sounds delicious. I actually spent part of my childhood in New Orleans, Louisiana. So I remember, it's a long time ago, but I remember some of that cooking. Crawfish was delicious. And then, crab legs, Red Lobster crab legs. That was, when my daughter was younger, much, much younger, during college, we used to always like going to Red Lobster. She loved those crab legs there. It's a good spot. I haven't been there in a while. Probably make a chance to get over there. All right, guys, I'm going to step out as well, get some breakfast in-house here. Tom, you have a good day. Wally, talk to you later. N-A-W-R-O, over to Tom. I'll listen out.
Yeah, there's a buffet in Lansing that serves crawfish, and it's absolutely divine. Except I didn't try it, but Rachel's boyfriend did, and he went to it. Oh, my God, at least a pound or two. All right, have a good day, guys. Talk to y'all later. 73 KCAQ Joe.
Connected to CMN Network.
KCAKJO, KCAKJO from NAWRO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Negative copy, NAWRO clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Peter.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCKQ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
You over here, Tom?
Yeah, I'm over here on UHF.
I'm trying to get a test, but I'm not getting any, not having any luck. Can't tell if TJ's machine is connected or not.
Let me jump over to TJ's machine. I got P25 on, so if you want to chat with me there, I'll go to TJ's real quick.
Does not appear to be, but I will talk here so you can bounce over there and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's programmed wrong in my radio. I don't think so. It's been down for much of the time since I've had this radio program, but maybe you can tell me if you're hearing me over there. Over.
Roger, Dodger. All right, I'll jump over to TJ's, and then I'll catch up on P25 with the results. Casey, catch up.
Well, I'm not hearing it, so something's wrong on my end, then.
Casey, KGO. UMP.
I'm not trying to test UMP. I'm trying to check LTS. I seem to be working it, but no one's hearing me, so is LTS not connected?
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KSA S3H, looking for QSO. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCKGO.
Hey,
and at the bus stop or just leaving home?
On the way to get the kiddos.
Can't you wait till your daughter starts driving that she can take the other one to school?
Yeah, they'll even be at the same school. With Yale and your... Have them 1 year apart.
There you go. Be right back. You got a phone call. KKKGO.
How you doing?
Okay, now I'm back, Casey Kidjo.
Yeah, I finally got my car back. It's been about 3 weeks without radios.
Oh, that's scary. I mean, when I got this new van, that's the first thing I did. You know, before I even put any junk in it, I wired up all the radios first. Then I started offloading the other one and loading this one up.
Yep, I took all the radios out to put them in the loaner car, just was like, you know, I don't feel like dealing with it, and I'll be fine for a few days, and then it'll be in 3 weeks, and even spent all last week up in the UP, so I was hoping to have the car back before then, and
That didn't happen.
Yeah, what? Did something happen to the car that you had it gone for 3 weeks?
I had a check engine light, and you know, something was causing it to, well, I don't know what it was, but when I would turn sharp, you'd get kind of like a grinding tire hop noise, and it turns out they had to replace the whole rear drive to fix that, so they had to wait, it took about 2 weeks for them to get the part in.
So what, they couldn't get the plant, or they couldn't get it from the plant down the street kind of thing?
Yeah, they're separate streams, so, that's part of, a lot of people's frustration sometimes is, the plants will be making cars, but it'll be, months out for a part or something like that, this plant isn't down the street, it's over in Mexico, so. Not down the street, but I looked it up. It's like a $1,700 thing. So it's basically the whole rear, what would be like a whole rear diff.
Well, was it the rear wheel hub or was it the half shaft in the back there? Because that's what independent suspension, isn't it?
I don't know. There's something in that module. They call it a rear drive module. It would have been kind of like what's the differential is, basically. I don't know what it was, but it was expensive, and I didn't have to pay for it, so.
Is that because it's a lease, or is that because you get employee five-finger discount?
It's part of our lease program. Any maintenance and repairs are covered, so it's all done under, basically all done under warranty no matter what. So just they use the warranty system to repair the vehicles, do oil changes and everything. So, but yeah, there's no five-finger discounts on that. That'd be a firing. They cover all of our service, and as long as it's not something we did, like my dad had to pay to replace the carpet in his van because the dogs chewed it up or something like that. As long as it's not something we caused, they cover it.
Oh, gotcha. And five-finger discount doesn't necessarily mean, that type of five-finger, more or less. Shake the hand and say, thank you very much. Have a great day. Kind of employee discount.
No, I imagine even if it was a regular vehicle, it probably would have been covered under warranty. It wasn't, only had 10,000 miles on the thing, so I would think it would still be under the manufacturer warranty. But I am pulling in here, so I'm going to say 7381.
All right, have a good one. We'll chat to you in the morning.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.